Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Catherine Kuhlman used to say, I don't want to be here 1 5-second longer than God has something for me to do. And I feel that same way too. I have no desire to stay here beyond my purpose. What would I be hanging around for? But I'm so glad that there's more for me to do. And I'm sure you're glad that there's more for you to do. You know, it's been reported that more than 2,600,000 people did not enter this new year from last year. I'm going to give you the number again. It's over 2,600,000 in the U.S. alone. But you're here. I want you to begin this message with the realization you don't have to be here. So many times we just take it for granted. We make our plans and we're ready to go, but you don't have to be here. Every blessing, every good and perfect thing comes from the Father of lights. Every blessing. Do you know there's a scripture in the Old Testament that says that God was upset with his people because they would not express their appreciation to him with joy and thanksgiving. It's actually in the Bible that they were just taking him for granted. Don't ever take for granted what God is doing for you every day, what he's doing for your family, for your children, for those you love and those who you know. Folks, listen. We are here, and a lot of people are listening. Those on Periscope, once again, I'm so glad you're there, and those will be listening by radio. We're here, but do we really understand why? As we enter into another year, it is so critical to understand the true meaning of life and to pursue our individual purpose. You know what one of the greatest tragedies in life is? It's not death. It's a life not focused on pursuing its purpose, the very reason for your existence. That's a tragedy. According to a survey conducted by the Book of the Month Club and the Library of Congress, there's a book. It's called Man's Search for Meaning. It belongs to a list of the 10 most influential books in the United States. It sold over 10 million copies, and it's been translated into 24 languages. Why? Because people are searching. They want to get it right. Why am I here? What's the meaning for my existence? But many of us know, to know the true purpose of life, we must ask the creator of life. And we're in a lot of people try to ignore God today. He created us. The Bible tells us in Genesis 1:27, God created man in his image, male and female, he created them. And atheists and agnostics, those who ignore God as our creator, will remain hopelessly seeking for answers or making up their own answers, like evolution. It's only the Bible that provides the pieces of the puzzle needed to identify who we were created to be. There is a master plan. There's a blueprint for your life. You were created by God with a purpose that was designed to impact both time and eternity. And the first step to discover your divine purpose is to connect with God through his son, Jesus Christ. Oh yes, the Bible tells us the reason why Jesus came. In John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he sent his son, his one and only son, Jesus, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. We were all born in sin. We inherited it. The sin that will lead us to hell is not the sin that we're doing, it's the sin we've inherited. We were all born in sin. And Jesus Christ came to give us salvation. The Bible says Jesus did not come into the world to condemn us of our sins, but to save us from our sins and to give us eternal life in heaven. And Jesus enables us to become children of God. In John 1 and 12, it says, as many as received Jesus, to them he gave the right to become the children of God, to those who believe in his name. It also says that when we become children, then we become heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. And it's because we're God's children in this new year, we are about to inherit increased blessing and favor. The Bible says we go from glory to glory. Now, what is the inheritance that we receive as children of God? Well, we receive salvation, which is deliverance. We receive health, peace, prosperity, divine favor, and eternal life. And that's not all. There's a lot more that goes with that. But if it was just that alone, that's pretty good. The blessings God is about to give you are a part of his plan, but he grants it through your obedience. There's something you have to do to receive all that God has for you. The biggest component is your obedience. Ephesians 1:11 tells us about the fact that we have an inheritance from God. It says, because we are united with Christ, we have received an inheritance from God. For he chose us in advance and he makes everything work out according to his plan. There is a plan. I'm going to say it again. There was a plan for your life before you were even born. That's why it's critical that you obey God and not alter your destiny. Many people have done that. Now, it's important for us to remember that God releases blessing and promotion in predetermined seasons in our life. So stop worrying about when it's going to happen. Stop worrying about the wait. Your prayers will always arrive at the right time. That is the answers. Ecclesiastes 3:1, it says, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose. Folks, listen, for every event in your life, there is a season and there is a time that God has already planned. It says in verse 11, God has made everything beautiful in its own time. It's a plan. There's a plan. God is going to do it. It's planned. It's in the plan. All you have to do is stick to the plan. Look at the person next to you and say, please stick to the plan. Or you may alter your destiny. Yeah. I know I paused a little while, but when I said that, but repeat it again. Or you may alter your destiny. Now, we are talking about eternal things here today. We're not talking about Noah and the ark, and we're not talking about just general Bible stories. Your life, your purpose, your destiny is real. And promotion is a process. God has delivered you from oppression of the enemy, but he allows you to go through wilderness experiences. And sometimes this really gives people, agita more than that. It makes them worried. I mean, you know, God is blessing me, but why am I going through the wilderness? Why am I going through tests? Why am I going through dry places? Well, God allows this to teach you how to receive what he wants to give you so that you can keep it. God is preparing you for what he has for you while you wait for it. What is he doing? He's strengthening your faith. You see, God gives you everything by your faith, and you can only keep it by faith. And this is the reason why the devil uses fear as one of his greatest weapons. He will send giants. He will send people. He will send circumstances to rob you of your faith. Because he knows without faith, you cannot receive the promises of God. God does not respond to begging and pleading. He responds to faith. It may sound irreligious to say this, but God does not even respond to need. He responds to faith. You have to believe that he exists and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him if you want an answer from God.
Thanks for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We hope you're enjoying today's message. Now here's Pastor Steve with an invitation for you.
Hi everyone, this is Pastor Steve. I want to invite you to our Good Friday Candlelight Communion service, April 18th at 7:30 p.m. Our annual Good Friday service is one where the presence of God is so real. Many people are healed. Many receive a personal word from the Lord as well. You won't want to miss this special service. Please consider joining us on Sunday for our Easter Resurrection service as well.
Come and be with us on April 18th for our Good Friday Candlelight Communion service. Then join us Easter Sunday at 10:30 a.m. for a special service as we celebrate together. The church is located in the heart of the Metroplex at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. You can get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now this message today is about killing giants. It's about overcoming the opposition and the limitations that we face in life, that we'll be facing this year. I want to begin by saying that all of those things are from the devil to prevent God's plan and purpose for your life. It seems that God brings us so far and then we're confronted with circumstances that block God's promise. It may come in the form of people or circumstances. I call them giants, things that get in our way of our destiny. However, whatever giants you're facing today, giants do fall. I said giants do fall. And they will fall as you fight them. But you've got to fight them the right way. You've got to fight them with the shield of faith and with the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Folks, it's a spiritual battle. It's not a battle with guns and bullets and tanks. No, it's a spiritual battle against evil spirits, against the devil himself, who's trying to destroy you, quite literally. If he could, he would have taken you out a long time ago, but God's hand of protection is over you. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I love that verse because when you talk about shadow, you can only have a shadow because there's somebody present. I used to hear, they used to say a long time ago, when the devil comes to the door, send Jesus to answer. When you're under the shadow of the Almighty, it means that God is there. His presence is there to protect you. No evil shall befall you. No plague shall come near your dwelling. 1,000 may fall on one side and 10,000 on the other side, but it won't come near you. Not this year. Not the year after. Never. If you keep dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, he'll keep hiding you. Look at the person next to you and say, the devil is looking for you, but God has hidden you. And give him some praise. Give him some praise. He's hidden you. He can't find you. Now, like the children of Israel in the Old Testament, excuse me, you are engaged in a spiritual war. And I want to talk about this because as we begin to talk about giants here, we see that there are several places in the Word of God that really lets us know that giants did exist at one time in the world. God delivered Israel from the slavery of Egypt and guided them through Moses to the promised land. The promised land was a land of milk and honey that God was giving them after they came out of the slavery of Egypt. But he took them through the wilderness so that they would get there and they were right at the border about to receive all that God had for them. But when they arrived, there were giants in the land. Now listen to what took place when we find this reference in Numbers chapter 13 and 1. God spoke to Moses. He said, send men to scout out the country of Canaan that I am giving to the people of Israel. That was the promised land. Send one man from each tribe, each one a tried and true leader in that tribe. So Moses sent them off from the wilderness at God's command. And 40 days of scouting went on, and after that was completed, they returned home. They presented themselves before Moses and Aaron and the entire congregation of the people of Israel. And they told them the story of their trip. They said, we went to the land to which you sent us, and oh, it does flow with milk and honey. Just look at some of the fruit. It was huge fruit that they brought back. The only thing is that the people who live there are fierce. Their cities are huge and well fortified. Yet worse, we saw giants there. But Caleb, one of the spies who went, quieted the people when they said, giants. And he said, look, let's go at once and take the place. We can certainly conquer the giants. You know, there's an old song that says, I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. With all the beautiful flowers, there's got to be some rain sometime. Listen, folks, listen, with all of the blessings that God has for you, there's opposition. There's got to be opposition. Because the devil does not want you to accomplish all that God has for you. The giants were in the land. The enemy was there, blocking the destiny that God had spoken for them to possess. And you've got to understand that just like Israel had a battle to fight, you're going to have a battle to fight this year. But you have to decide before the battle, to what are you going to respond to? Because there are voices that you will hear this year. It'll be the voice of fear and the voice of faith. They're both going to shout at you when things start going wrong. When you start facing difficult situations and circumstances, and some of you are facing them right now, my question is, which voice will you listen to? The spies came back and said, oh, it's everything God said, but we can't go in. Caleb said, let's go right now. Folks, I want to let you know this. The threat level that you will be facing this year will be real. Weapons are going to be formed against you. It's not going to be a mirage. It's going to be true. Because the devil is sending giants to block your destiny, to block the blessings that God has promised you for this year. But like Caleb, you can use the voice of faith and say, devil, get out of the way. Come on, let's get what God promised us. Listen, folks, you need to understand something about God. God is almighty. It means there's nothing that he can't do and nothing that he cannot do. Nothing that he will not do for his children. And when God tells you something is so, guess what? It is so. It may not look like it's so at the moment, but it is so. God sees beyond the moment to what happens after the moment of resistance. When God looks at on a, when God looks out on a battle, he already sees the conclusion of the battle, that it will be victory for you. You're just looking at the battle. You're looking at those coming against you. You look at the circumstances, but God sees beyond it and says, you won. I look at the person next to you and say, whatever you go through this year, the word of God says, you will win. So God, when he makes you a promise, he expects you to pursue it in faith, regardless of the giants that confront you. He knew there were giants in the land. That's why he sent them there. He wanted the giants out. One of the spies may have said, well, do you think God knew the giants were in the land? He said, this is our land. But did he know the giants were in the land? Yeah, he sent you to remove the giants. God is sending you this year to blaze a trail, not only for you, but for other people behind you. You have to go through some things so that the people behind you can follow you into the blessings of God. So your family, so your children can follow you into the blessings of God. You are going to have to make a decision what voice you're going to listen to, the voice of faith or the voice of fear this year. And that is why it's so important to have the right people in your inner circle. Oh yeah, I'm talking about your booze. And I don't mean your drink. I'm talking about your friends, your posse, the people you let into your life. People in your inner circle matter. These spies were supposed to be the best of the best. They were supposed to be leaders in the congregation. And yet they came back and said, what God promised, it's there, but we can't do it. But you need to understand something, that without the right inner circle, there'll be people close to you who don't believe in miracles when you need one. There will be people who don't trust God like that when you need one. And all the time you're believing God for your miracle, they'll pull your coat afterwards, after confessing, they'll say, now, just in case he doesn't come through, you need to be making some other plans. You need to face reality. Nobody who is going through this ever made it through. I believe in God too. I know God can do a miracle, but will he do one for you? Well, that's what I'm believing for.
Thank you for joining us again today for A Place to Grow. If you would like to get a copy of today's message, you can download it for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Navigate to the Media tab and click on Audio Messages. You can also help us keep this radio ministry alive by making a donation on our website as well. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message is titled, Killing Giants Blocking Destiny. This is part one. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
You know what the Bible says? It says the steps of a good person are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. I want to let you know that God is watching over you. God knows everything that's going on with you in your life. And even though at times we become weak and we wonder, has God given up on us? No, he's never giving up on us. The Bible says, though we be cast down, the Lord will uphold us with his hand. See, God will never let you go. There's always hope. There's hope in his love. And I want to pray for you now for strength. Father, I thank you that right now, those who are weak, you're strengthening them. Lord, there's so many things that we encounter in life that we need your help. We need your assistance. Holy Spirit, we need your guidance. I pray for every listener right now that you will bless them, bless their families, change their circumstances, strengthen them as they go through life. Have them know that you're there, that you are their hope, you are their strength, you are their deliverance. And Satan, the Lord rebuke you. We bind your power. You will not stop us from serving the Lord. We thank you, Father, for the strength that comes through the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We are honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hurst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.